You are listening to the Sermon Podcast from the pulpit of Brookside Baptist Church. For more information, please visit us on the web at brooksidebaptist.org. Now, here's today's message.
I think one of the most puzzling facts of Christmas is that God came to earth in human form and he was born in a stable, the mystery of the manger. Why? As the Prince of Peace, he could have chosen a palace, but he didn't. There's no such thing as luck or chance that took place in the Bible. There is purpose in every recorded event. God wanted to teach us some very important lessons through Christ's lowly birth. We heard tonight the message of Christ's coming. Luke chapter 2 was read, and verse 7 says, "And she brought forth the firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." It seems evident that the stable and the manger symbolize the human heart. The prophet Jeremiah tells us that man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The first unpleasant truth that we have to digest then is that the unregenerate human heart is as dirty as a stable. And no matter how we try to disguise the fact, the foul odor still clings to it. Christ was born in a stable to show us that he knew what kind of world he was coming into. A world that was full of cruelty, a world full of greed, wars, selfishness, and sin. His purpose was not to enjoy the best that the earth could offer, but to cleanse its filth, symbolized by the stable. His incarnation was a purpose that was motivated for us and to us by love. Jesus came lowly and humbly to serve and not to rule. Jesus, the light of the world. But there was another reason Christ was born in a stable. He had to become the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. From the very beginning, God made it plain that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or no removal of sin. Christ was the Lamb that was going to be sacrificed for us to take our punishment that we might be forgiven. What more appropriate place for a lamb than in a stable, a cave? It was not just a matter of chance that Mary and Joseph could not find a room in the inn upon arriving in Bethlehem. Their coming to the stable and the manger was according to God's foreknowledge and his definite planning. And God has a plan for you too. A plan for your life. It has not been left to chance. You are here tonight to hear through song and spoken word that Jesus Christ was born, and he was born to die for your sins and for my sins. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. When God created man, he knew that man would use his freedom to sin, and he provided an antidote for sin. Long before Christ was born in Bethlehem, God prophesied in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 that there would be hatred between Satan, the deceiver, and the seed of the woman. The woman was none other than the Virgin Mary, who would give birth Jesus Christ. This hatred and warfare would continue between the seed of Satan, that is sinful fallen man, and the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, who would come into the world. The prophecy was that he would bruise Satan's head, that is destroy Satan's power, but Satan would only bruise Christ's heel, that is inflict no lasting injury. This verse is what we would call the proto-evangelium, the first gospel, Genesis chapter 3. It's the first message of God foretelling the birth of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is how God planned to save man and rescue him from the snare of Satan into which he had voluntarily fallen. The cross of Christ was the bruising of Christ's heel and the beginning of the bruising of Satan's head and thus destroying his power. On the cross, Christ destroyed Satan's power, crushed it, to keep men forever in bondage to sin by taking on himself the full penalty of all of our sins, past, present, and future. In his resurrection, Jesus demonstrated that he had power to take care of the wages of sin, which is death, eternal separation from God, and to raise men's bodies from the grave to eternal life. Jesus Christ conquered sin. He met the standard of God's perfection, and he conquered death. And he says that because he lives, we may live also. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Satan is free to act for a while to continue to hurt the heel of Christ. That is, to harm Christians. But in the end, Satan will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, we're told in Revelation chapter 20. And he shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. This plan was foreordained by God, who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who was born as a lamb and laid in a manger. It will be an awful time to fall into the hands of Christ when he shall cease to be the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And he becomes the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Someone has to pay for sin. Either I will pay for my sin, and the Bible tells me I will pay for it. Or I can be willing to accept that free gift that Jesus offers and invite him to come into my life and to save me and to be the light, to be my Savior. He paid for my sin, but I need to receive his gift of salvation. He doesn't make me do it, but he wants me to know he has already paid the sin debt for each one of us. As a prelude to the final sacrifice of Christ as the Lamb, God had ordained the sacrifice of animals by the Jews for the remission or the covering of their sins. And the first animal that the Jews could sacrifice was a lamb, especially as we note it in Exodus chapter 12, describing their liberation from Egypt. The blood of the Passover lamb protected the Israelites from the avenging angel of death. And the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, is the only protection that we have from the justly merited punishment for each one of our sins. Christ pleads for all of us to repent, to turn from sin, and receive him as the Lamb of God while we have that opportunity. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 was the message to the shepherds, and it gives us the purpose for his coming. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So now we know the mystery of the manger. It was for you and for me why he came. Please don't miss this perfect gift at this Christmas season. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. May he be your Savior.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information about the ministry of Brookside Baptist Church, please visit us on the web at brooksidebaptist.org. Thank you again for listening, as we bring the Word of God to your life.